Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I am underwhelmed with the Eagles so far this offseason, Ike. I mean, was I expecting Le'Veon? I mean, I was hoping for Le'Veon, but I can't get mad at Howie for not spending that kind of money, right? I was expecting more than a defensive tackle that I don't really want, and Deshaun's great. Listen, he doesn't get an F.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Howie deserves to get ripped, but if you look at the rest of Philadelphia sports and what the 76ers have done this year, what the Phillies have done with Bryce Harper, even the Flyers, Ben's telling me, is gaining momentum or strength. I look at the Eagles and I'm like, all right. Like, I mean, I guess you're a playoff team next year. You're not really doing much to convince me that you're interested in trying to win a Super Bowl.
Well, the good thing is, no one else in the division has done very much either.
No, nothing.
So, you know, the Giants just got rid of their second best player and maybe their third best and a couple other guys too, fourth best. They got rid of Olivier Vernon. They got rid of Landon Collins. They got rid of a lot of people up there in New York, including OBJ. So they aren't very good. Dallas hasn't done anything. This offseason,
nope.
Right? So
the Redskins,
bring back Jason Witten, and that's a plus.
Hee-hee.
Yeah, that's a plus. So the Eagles still, at this point, are the best team in this division,
I guess that's why I'm disappointed. I agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like, I'll say this, Dallas and the Eagles are clearly the two best teams in the division, right?
Yes. Yep.
So they'll be the competition, on paper at least, to win this division. And I look at the rest of the NFC. What do you see with the rest of the NFC? Are the Rams really that good? Is Todd Gurley going to get back to being Todd Gurley that we saw last year?
More importantly, we'll see what the Rams look like after you lose the Super Bowl.
The Saints?
We'll see what they look like.
That was a crushing loss.
Yep, Saints, we'll see what they look like. Lost NFC Championship game at home. Breeze another year older.
I guess my point is,
Packers haven't done anything this offseason.
The NFC isn't great as a whole. Mm-hmm. I see an opportunity, if you're the Eagles, to say, hey, you know what? Maybe instead of compiling some cap space to do whatever you're going to do, maybe spend $5, $10 million. Add two running backs.
Here's what I would say to you. We may have missed out on an opportunity to clearly be the best team in the NFC. Right? Like, New Orleans lost Mark Ingram.
Yep.
So what is New Orleans going to look like next year? I said, Drew Brees is a year older.
Mm-hmm.
He's already losing something off his fastball. That's already more of a running team. What does Alvin Kamara look like when he's the featured back?
Yep.
Without Mark Ingram?
Yep.
So, you know, and we said the Rams. We'll see what the Rams look like this year coming off that Super Bowl loss.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see what they look like this year.
Let's go to G in West Oak Lane. Hi, G.
Yo. Hold on. Let me y'all off speakerphone real quick.
All right.
Yo, all right. Y'all, you kind of stole my fire because y'all started taking me back about these video games. And I'm getting all nostalgic with y'all thinking of the games that y'all. So I'm not even as angry no more, but I got to call almost a violation on you. Like, this guy sitting here, y'all both are talking about there's nothing to be excited about. Now, first of all, you already said it, Ike, the number one thing. You said a healthy Carson Wentz.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're kind of undermining what exactly that looks like. Let's think back a couple years ago before that injury. He got a year under his belt. He's going to have a whole offseason to work and get more close with the team and everything like that. Like, he's going to be better.
Mm-hmm.
And now you add to that mix Deshaun.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all like, Deshaun, wait a minute. What is the only thing that everybody was asking for the last 3 years? Super Bowl run included. A deep threat. Somebody to take the top off the defense.
Mm-hmm.
Now you bringing in somebody that not only does that, but has been doing that in recent years, as recent as last year.
Mm-hmm.
This ain't a Mike Wallace. This night, and no shade to them.
No, he's the best at it. He's the best at it.
Yeah, and he's still doing it. You bring him back like, yo, what are y'all talking about? What are y'all talking about?
Here's what I'm talking about.
Hold on.
Alshon, Like, come on, man.
Hold on. I'm in the exciting department.
Okay.
At least that's what he's saying. G doesn't seem to hear it.
I'm in the exciting department. I got realistic expectations for them, though.
What's realistic?
Winning the NFC East and winning the playoff game.
Now, when we won the Super Bowl, was that realistic?
That was not realistic going into the season.
Right, but now you got a healthy quarterback situation.
Where's my running game at, G?
Man, it don't even matter.
It doesn't matter, guys.
What do you mean it doesn't even matter?
You got five players that you can't double nobody. Throw the ball 50. It don't matter.
Oh, okay. I see. You're like, put the ball in Carson's hand and just let him do it.
Yeah, it's basically what he said. It's the Carson. Like, but by the time this training camp comes and everything, even if they stand pat and they just add one running back, we'll still be excited. Right now in the offseason, pretty much this is the end of the first free agency wave. Like, it feels like free agency's over.
I mean, just look. You can tell me what big names are out there that's available. Right.
Yeah, Howie didn't do enough for me this offseason. I mean, really? $9.4 million on the books for Nelson Aguilar and $8.5 million for Ron Darby and no running back so far? Sorry, you're telling me that you're not trying to win specifically in 2019. That's what you're telling me. He's caught in between. I don't know why you bring back Jason Peters if you're not going to do what you can to make your offense better. Mm-hmm. The hell with Ron Darby. Bring another skill guy in here on the offense. That's the way I look at it. Give Carson more help. Don't try to nickel and dime it. Give the man help. Carson Wentz is the franchise. Give him help. Get him a better running back. Get him two better running backs.
Would you have rather had Tevin Coleman or Ron Darby?
Yes, come on, man.
Or Ron Darby.
You could have had Tevin Coleman and Mark Ingram.
Or Ron Darby.
You could have both.
Ron Darby's 1 year, $8 million.
Yep. Yeah, that's easy.
That's
easy. Let's go to Steve, Marlton, New Jersey. Hi, okay. Steve.
Hey, guys, how are you? Great show.
Thank you.
Great bumper music, great everything.
Thank you. What's up, brother?
So I'm involved in coaching youth baseball up through high school. I've got a freshman in college baseball now, and I love coaching the sport. I watched my son's high school team last year. I believe they crumbled because a lot of them were up late playing Fortnite all season.
Wow.
Yep. So this past January, over at the Crown Plaza in Cherry Hill, they hold this big regional baseball coaches conference, and it's open to coaches primarily from high school and colleges. And I got to sit in on a conference with University of Kentucky coach. So he's doing a PowerPoint, and great guy, very entertaining to listen to. He puts up a slide of a Fortnite team. Baseball coach.
Oh, baseball coach.
Yeah, I forgot his name at the moment, but he's doing a slideshow, and he puts up a Fortnite slide, and the whole room goes, Fortnite, And you know what he says? He says, Fortnite was one of the greatest games ever developed to help promote what we're trying to teach kids because of the way that the game works, that you don't go in a room and kill everybody and get killed, and then you regenerate and come back 10 seconds later and do it again. You have to work your way through a team to win, and it's a 20-minute game it takes to play this thing. And if you die in the first minute, you're sitting for 19 minutes waiting for the next game to generate. So he put out a whole reason why this game is so good for these kids.
Yeah.
Obviously, staying up till 2 in the morning is an issue. Doing 4 in the morning.
Right.
Yeah, I'd say so. I'd say that's an issue. And by the way, I bet these athletes are doing the same thing.
Well, if you're talking about kids, we obviously need to do a better job of monitoring. Not saying we, because that's me. So we try to do a better job. Problem is.
Yeah, Ike, but you know what? The fact that you don't allow it during the week and you only allow it on the weekend, that's parenting enough. If they're finding ways around it, where they're sneaking it or they have it on their phone or whatever, I mean, listen, you're doing your job.
Well, here's the thing, right?
Yeah.
It's a never-ending charge to your bank account as well.
You see, I didn't know this. It's not free.
Yes, it's not free.
Because when I grew up, you go out, you buy the whatever, the game.
And you play.
Or somebody in the neighborhood has the game, and everybody just kind of shares that, and you just kind of, and that's it.
Yeah, you got to.
What are you paying for?
To get to I don't know, to get to other levels or get other features on the game, Ben?
So the standard what you get for free is nothing. It just makes you want to spend more money.
Yes, that's the key to the game. It gets you hooked in, and then once it has you hooked into the game, you're constantly spending on it.
You can't win unless you're spending more money to get more weapons or features.
And they call it freemium. That's what it's called. Yes. Freemium.
So you basically what I had to do is his allowance is being spent on Fortnite upgrades.
So he's taking the trash out so he can play Fortnite.
Yes.
Essentially.
So, do you ever want to try to stop him or do you just let it go?
What, here's the thing, right?
He's a kid.
Like, what am I going to, here's what I try to tell my wife, right? Let's not overreact to this thing, right? Is he on the game too much? Yes. Could he be doing other things? Yes. Could he be doing things that I don't know that he's doing if he's not in my basement? Yes.
Could he be doing worse things?
Is the point that I'm making.
Yeah.
So would I rather have him doing this or pushing him out the house to go be over such and such's house where I don't know if their parents are watching them as well as I would, and who knows what else is going on. So it's almost like you got to weigh what do you want. You get, like I said, you monitor it, you sort of put some restrictions on it, but I don't think the answer is taking it away from him.
No, it's restricting it like you did.
Yeah, so, you know.
You're a hell of a father, Ike.
Man, listen, I don't know about all that.
Yeah.
But all I know is days of playing one-on-one in the driveway been over with. That's been over with for about a year. That's been over for a year. The dude ain't watched a game with me since the Super Bowl.
Is that right?
Since the Eagles played in the Super Bowl, he hasn't watched a game. When I say a game, I mean football, baseball, basketball, it don't matter. He's not sitting down watching a game.
No?
Nah.
Oh my God.
Nah, dude used to watch the games with me all the time. Used to yell, toss him up in the air, and yeah, none of that no more.
Oh, my goodness.
Nah. He's like, I follow on the phone.
729-9494. Yeah.
But yes. So he's playing Fortnite on the TV and following the game on the phone.
I'm telling you, these brains will never develop correctly doing this. I see it all the time. My wife watches a TV show, and she's scrolling aimlessly through her phone. It's like, what are you doing? Just concentrate on the show. Right? Just watch the friggin' TV show that I don't want to watch, that you have on. Right? You're making me watch the game on my phone. Watch the show! Maybe I should get her Fortnite. 888-729-9494.
You didn't even want me to start playing. I'm like, dude, should I start playing with you? No! No! Because it's like I'm infringing on his privacy now.
Yeah, no.
The more you get on it, that means I can't get on it.
But the Phillies, according to Carlos Santana last year, we're playing during the game, and he smashed the TV with a baseball bat. Jake Arrieta said this about it. You have to have certain rules and boundaries. At a certain point, your focus needs to shift towards preparing for the game. I know some people like to lock in on their phone and watch a show. I'm okay with that. Listen to this. I really don't care if you want to play Fortnite up to a half hour before the game, if that's what locks you in. I don't mind. But during the game, that's a different story.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.